The following program was previously recorded and is sponsored by Danny Yamashiro Ministries. This is 99.5 The Word.
Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Lani Ka'a'a. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. What is most important in life? Insights into the future provide perspective on how we should live in the present. Really, what matters when you grow in your faith to a place where your view of everyday life is seen from a biblical perspective that has grown for nearly 80 years? This is the story of Ada Lum. We pause here for a moment here at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ, to the one who loves you and knows you, no matter what you're facing right now, what you're going through, no matter how tough things may seem to be, there is always hope in Christ. In Jesus, who loves you so much, dear friend, he died on the cross for your sins. Jesus shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, who has touched the heart and life of Ada Lum, who in turn has shared this good news with thousands upon thousands of people all over the world, is reaching out to you at this very moment. And it's our prayer that you would turn from your way and follow God's way by opening your heart to the Lord Jesus. Ada Lum was born and raised in Honolulu. She's been a member of Kalihi Union Church for nearly 80 years. After graduating from Wheaton Graduate School, she became a missionary to university students in 115 countries. Over the years, she was on staff with International Fellowship of Evangelical Students, or IFES, and she's taught for many years at the Bible Institute of Hawaii, BIH. She's written many books and Bible studies, such as Jesus, the Disciple Maker, A Hitchhiker's Guide to Missions, and How to Begin an Evangelistic Bible Study. At the time of this recording, Ada served at Kalihi Union Church on the Adult Christian Education Committee. This show was originally recorded in 2016 with Suzanne Maurer as my co-host. I invite you to open your hearts to what the Lord may say to you through Ada Lum. Lani Ka'a'a and I will be back in a few moments. Enjoy this classic program of the Good Life program with Ada Lum. Ada, welcome. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Ada, tell us, where did you grow up?
I'm a Kalihi kid. I just found out that the word Kalihi means the edge.
Oh.
You didn't know that? Did?
I didn't.
What was it like for you growing up in Kalihi?
Well, not having grown up anywhere else, I don't know. But my parents were immigrants from China, and the only other relative we had was my grandfather, and he didn't speak English. So that, in general, has been my dominant background of growing up what I considered the poorer part of town, and secondly, of immigrant parents. Mm. In other words, I think I always had, as a child, a little bit a sense of inferiority.
We'll talk about that inferiority in light of this. Who would you say, Ada, influenced you most in your growing up years?
You know, I'm not sure, but yesterday, I was thinking about my father, who was not a Christian, and not in the context of, you know, what we're talking about now, but I realized that he had a tremendous influence on me and on my thinking. He was from China, and he was very creative, you know. He liked to make things. He built our two homes, and he made furniture, and he liked to bake. He liked to make things, although he was supposed to be a businessman. And I think that must have influenced me and my brothers and sisters, that if you don't have something, make it. If you don't have some solution, look for it. It wasn't anything that he told us. I think it was his example.
How did you become a Christian?
I started going to Sunday school at 9 years of age when I was in the fourth grade, and immediately I heard about Jesus, and I kind of liked him, you know? I thought, gee, he's better than George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. Because, you know, in those days, in school, you're learning about all the great people. And so I thought of Jesus as part of the great train of heroes. And at that time, no heroines. And I liked what I saw. And in Sunday school, I really enjoyed learning about him. And learning songs about him, and getting to know older people as Christians. My Sunday school teachers were a great influence on me.
What was it like becoming a follower of Christ? How has that made a difference in your life?
Well, I don't know, because I don't know exactly when I committed my life to Jesus. Mm-hmm. I just know that I liked him. I liked what I saw. I liked what I heard, and I wanted to do what he said. So I really don't remember any time consciously committing myself to him. I think it was a kind of a natural growth. The way that I think it should be with all children, ideally speaking. But I know the main thing is that it just got better and better.
You mentioned earlier about an inferiority, a sense of inferiority. I'd like to go back to that and spend a few moments. But in light of inferiority now, in light of having a relationship with Jesus, and how that perception, self-perception of inferiority, changed because of Christ.
Oh, I think there's a definite connection there. I was aware of the fact where I felt inferior. And when I did begin to feel that, oh, I'm nothing, I'm not worthwhile, I came back to Jesus, and always there was a reinforcement of self, of self-worth. I am valuable. He died for me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the emphasis that we had in Sunday school and church that Jesus died for us was very, very real to me. It was not just a theological concept. It was a reality. I believed it. So,
what was it? Lonnie, these are moments of great treasure being with Ada Lam. As she talked about Jesus in light of inferiority, as she explained that what sparked in your heart?
You know, absolutely. I heard her say, in Sunday school, I learned about this Jesus, and he was real to me. And every time I felt inferior, I reminded myself my worth and my value, because I learned in Sunday school that Jesus loves me and Jesus honors me, and I am not inferior, and I am precious in his sight. And to me, it just resonates with me that sometimes we take for granted the Sunday school experience. Sometimes we take for granted, you know, what we might say to somebody about how Jesus sees them. But some people, all of us, I think, especially today, we just really need to hear that over and over again. Because I think, her moment, she felt inferior. But certainly, I think today, that runs rampant. The kinds of challenges that our young people face, especially with the idea of inferiority. Jesus loves every one of us, and our young kids, they need to know how perfect and special they are in his sight, and that there is no one that can change that.
I could say that the message of Christ, one could talk about inferiority and say, hey, you know, Jesus has value for you. And those words are very meaningful. They are good and empowering words, but it may not come through as strongly as when, for example, a person like Ada, who goes to different parts of the world and delivers this message through her Bible teaching. And then she embodies it and embraces people of all walks of life, and teaches them with a dignity that you can learn the precious word of God. And God's word can have a powerful way in your life. And that's something that she's done. And I think we need to not only remember that, but be inspired to the point of even embodying that by the grace of God, by the power of the Spirit. And so what an honor to hear her. And there's more in this classic program. Sometimes we call them classics because they become timeless. And we do that here with the Good Life program. In a few moments, we'll be back with more from Ada Lum, taught students at some of the top universities in the world, sat on the platform with the likes of Billy Graham and John Stott, Dr. David Martin Lloyd Jones, knew these people personally, and has been a real heroine herself, a leader, an example, Ada Lum. More sharing heart to heart with you, with us, when we come back. Stay with us.
Road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, when I grew up at Kalihi Union Church, I heard of Ada Lum and didn't know back then as a boy the kind of impact that she would have on me and our ministry. Over the years, she took me under her wing after I graduated from seminary, opened up doors for me to teach at the Bible Institute of Hawaii, and gave me my first book and one of my treasured books on preaching by D. Martin Lloyd-Jones, called Preaching and Preachers. And I remember that book helping to shape my perception and my pursuit of the calling that God has. I'm speaking of none other than Ada Lum. And in this pre-recorded show, this one of our rare classics here at the Good Life radio program, it was originally recorded in 2016 with Suzanne Maurer as my co-host. Today, Lani Ka'a and I join you in this program with Ada. We'll be back for a few moments, but now open your heart for what the Lord has to share through Ada Lum. Ada, what matters most to you in this season of your life? What matters most?
That I know Jesus. Mm-hmm. And that Jesus knows me.
Why would you say that matters most? And both sides too, you knowing him and he knowing you.
I think ever since I was a young kid, I remember sitting up in a mango tree and being very contemplative. And before I went to church, and looking out into the sky and the trees, thoughts about God, you know, who made all of this, and why are there seasons of mango? Mm-hmm. Well, in other words, I didn't use the term then, but now when I look out, there's law and order in the universe. Everywhere I look, there's law and order. Basically, of course, that law and order gets broken up by man. Mm-hmm. But basically, the universe, this earth, keeps going, because there's law and order. Now, who is behind that law and order? That is what has made God increasingly, even now at my age, after knowing him so long, this is staggers me, that this God of law and order that I see is my Savior, he's my Lord, and my best friend.
When you think about God knowing you, Jesus knowing you, how does that make you feel?
Relaxed.
Relaxed in what way?
I don't worry about myself. I don't worry about the future. I know I'm in the safe, loving hands of God. That's why I can relax.
That peace that passes all understanding that he promises us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a peace that only Christ can bring.
It's apropos, because we're living in tumultuous times today. Some might say tumultuous times from the global scene, on the global scene. Tumultuous times on the political arena, in the political arena from a political viewpoint today. I heard recently that the headlines of newspapers in countries all over the world are talking about the political campaign in America. And it's disconcerting to people. But Ada Lum says, when she thinks about Jesus and her life, she feels relaxed. When were the moments you've grown most in your faith?
I really cannot answer that explicitly, mm-hmm. but when I look back now, I'm just very thankful that there has been a gradual growth. I realize that it has been sort of incrementally, you know, stage by stage, and that what is important is that Jesus has always been there.
I ponder the Christian life, and I think that, you know, many of us get excited about our relationship with Jesus early on, and then as life goes on, things happen and things change, situations change. I'm speaking hopefully in relation to our dear listener too, as you listen. In the midst of changes, you know, even in ministry, people come into ministry, some ministries explode, it's very dynamic. And then 10, 15 years later, you think back and life has gone on and you think, whoa, who was that leader? What was that ministry? I mean, it's almost like there's an ebb and flow in life. And I think over time, it seems as though, and I could be wrong about this, Ada, but it seems like very few people just steadily walk with Jesus decade after decade after decade after decade with an increasing love for him and an experience of his love for them. And that's what moves me. So what would you say to someone who is just starting out in ministry?
Could you frame that in a question? Because that's rather broad.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Someone has become a believer. They feel called to, say, preach the gospel or serve people in the context. Well, let's frame it in the context of a local church. And they're all going all out for God. I'll do whatever you want me to do. Lead me. And they feel God leads them into the ministry, and as in they're in the ministry, what would you say to someone at that part of their life, that point in their life?
You know, when I was a young Christian, we learned a song, Jesus Never Fails. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails, and so on. I have found that through the years, through the decades, that phrase has come to me again and again in all the ups and the downs of life. Jesus never fails. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think it is so important for every follower to go to the Gospels and get to know the Jesus of the Gospels. Mm-hmm. That I think a lot of Christians, they sincerely believe that Jesus is this, Jesus is that, and theologically they may be correct. But I'm afraid that with some Christians, their Christianity is more theological than personal. Mm-hmm. But that's why it's so absolutely necessary. Go back to the gospel. Why are there four? There must be a reason why God in his great wisdom didn't give us just one account, but four accounts. And it happened that Luke is my favorite. Mm-hmm. I love it. Because I think that he presents Jesus not only in his full, quiet divinity, but he presents Jesus as a live human being and that we can identify with. And so that when we get to know the Jesus as he was here on earth, we see a human Jesus. In other words, I'm implying that I think a lot of Christians have no problems believing in a divine Jesus. Who brought up that? I think a lot of Christians have problems believing in a human Jesus, that he was a full-orbed, 100% human being. Now, you know what helps me to understand that even more in depth? I remember some years ago this educator from New York saying that the average person, and you know we're all average, uses only 6% of his brain. In other words, wow, you're smarter than you think. But you know, when as soon as I heard that, I thought, I think that's quite biblical. I think that's what sin has done to us, that we are not functioning to the full capacity that God intended when he made us.
When Ada speaks, Lonnie, you did mention, you talk about how deliberate she is. I cannot agree more, especially when we think that she's communicating this at around the age of 90 and the clarity by which she communicates. She has indeed taught the Gospels all over the world, written about it. When she talked about Jesus being a fully orbed human being, what stood out to you, Lonnie?
You know, I think the thrust of what she said really kind of pierced me, because she compared the believer who has a theological vision of who Jesus is. It's a very non-personal. And her point of Jesus is a personal relationship, and I do believe, you know, we talk about getting saved, we talk about accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and yet I think that word personal is more difficult for the believer than not. It means that he knows me more than I would like him to know me. He walks with me in the dark times and the good times. He is available, and yet I don't want him to be available sometimes. I think that personal Jesus is a risk, but I also understand what she's saying is that personal Jesus is always going to be the best friend, always there. You're never alone. When a believer becomes that kind of believer with Jesus, that relationship resonates. Then I agree, and I can understand where Ada comes from, as she talks about, you know, let Jesus be that personal friend to you.
When we come back, we're going to hear more from Ada Lum. These, indeed, even as Lonnie has reflected, there's just a certain texture to a life lived that has gone with the Lord for decade after decade with greater and greater richness, faithfulness, and love. And we have that in our dear Ada Lum. So when we come back, we'll hear more from her, sharing heart to heart with us, with you. I'm so grateful that you are sharing with us in this moment. It's a reflective time indeed. Let that reflective moment, a word, a phrase, something that is said prompted by the Spirit, to take hold and to move you into the next season, the next step of faith in your journey with Christ. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Yamashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, she has been a forerunner, a trailblazer in when it comes to women in leadership, when it comes to women teaching the word, serving the body of Christ at large, traveling all over the world with the International Fellowship of Evangelical Students, speaking at the Urbana Conference for InterVarsity Christian Fellowship on numerous occasions in Urbana, Illinois. I'm speaking of Ada Lum. Ada Lum, to me, is a living treasure. But Ada would correct me. She would, she might even rebuke me for saying that, because I can just imagine her saying, Danny, we are all treasures of God. And you know, when someone like that, like her, with her stature, with her gravitas, when they say it, well, it comes with a different tenor. And it reminds me of why today we are blessed to hear her and to hear what God has done in and through her and what is being relayed to us. Here in this, we have a few classics we call in the Good Life Radio program. This is one of those. Lani Ka'a and I will be back in a few moments. This is Ada Lum, and Suzanne Maurer was my co-host when we taped this show in 2016. Here's Ada.
Ada, tell us, when you reach a certain place and you start getting discouraged, or if you ever have gone through that, how did you make it through thinking, I didn't really measure up to what I thought it would be, but here I am? How do you process your experience? How have you processed your experience from that point?
Well, first of all, I have to consider, have I either consciously or subconsciously sinned against the Lord? And a lot of times, yes, the Lord will point out something, but a lot of other times, it's the false guilt. Maybe it's from Satan to weaken me, to make me feel guilty when I don't have to feel guilty, and thereby sucking out spiritual energy. I think not everybody, but I think there are some people. I don't think I'm extreme in that, but I'm capable of it, of blaming myself, pitying myself, that I'm being very self-centered. rather than focusing on Jesus.
Suzanne, you ever think nowadays, and Ada, nowadays we have developed a kind of self-centered Christianity in this particular era of life?
I think it fits the American attitude.
Sort of a capitalistic mindset of
the individual,
Christianity.
That the individual is the most important.
Well, and we're bombarded with that in our society today. I loved Rick Warren's book, Purpose-Driven Life, when it started out, it's not about you, but the world tells us it is about you.
Yeah.
And that's the conflict that we're struggling with. And so in many, many cases, and certainly in my life, there are too many times to confess sin, both intended and unintended, known and unknown types of sin. But then I so agree and I resonate with Ada's talking about false guilt, because Satan is alive and well. We are in a spiritual battle, and I don't think enough Christians even recognize that. And so I think you have to kind of have a balance. And so my answer would be go to the Lord and just say, see my heart, Lord. How am I doing? Make the changes that are necessary. I put my trust and my life in your hands. Amen, would you think, Ada? And I think that's what Ada has done.
And then, you know, to go beyond that and to be concerned for others.
Absolutely.
Ada, why do you think God allows some people to live long lives and on this earth, and others just a very short time?
I have no idea.
I think that answer is in Isaiah 53.
He must have his reasons, and I don't question.
So for those who are here, what does that mean?
You mean for those who remain?
Those who remain.
There's work to be done.
Well, you know, sometimes I think, here I am, 90. Lord, you know that I've been ready to go for a long time. How come I'm still here? And the Lord gives me his answer, and that just keep on doing what you're doing. So
part of it is for today's radio broadcast, blessing all our listeners.
When you think about Jesus, as you walked with him for your life, throughout your life, what one characteristic about him has been most attractive, most endearing to you, Ada?
I have never had problems believing that Jesus is God. I think I have had more problems believing that he was human. And the challenge that is to me, God made me as a human being. When I look at myself, I look at my fellow human beings, I said, hey, that's not the way he made us originally. I look at Jesus, here's a perfect human being. So I want to, I like to go back to Jesus. Why do I say that he was a perfect human being? He must have been a perfect human being, or his death on the cross would not have been satisfactory.
She's always coming back to Jesus. Lani Ka'a, Ada, by her own speaking, by her own comments, just even in our conversation, she comes back to Jesus. And yet she talked about something very important theologically, about the humanity of Christ, being perfectly human, fully orbed human, as she said, but living a perfect life as a human for an accepted sacrifice as the Lamb of God. And yet she's had no problem knowing, believing that he's divine. There's a theological sharpness that she has. Of course, I've taught the word for many years. A moment of appreciation as we begin to close our show in the next segment. Lonnie, what do you appreciate in this time with Ada that we've had?
I do think that what I appreciate so much about her is, yes, her clarity, but, you know, her courage. Some of the things that she's saying are maybe not popular to hear, you know, things like false guilt, you know, conversations about things that we as believers, we don't have these kinds of real conversations. But she points out, and maybe, it, you know, because she's 90, because she doesn't concern herself about what others might think about what she says. There's just a pure and honest truth behind what she says. It resonates deeply in my soul. I feel convicted. I also feel encouraged. I mean, it's just a beautiful voice that I'm hearing right now of wisdom, simple truth, but also courage, and God bless her for sharing with such courage the truth that she has learned by the personal relationship she has with Jesus.
And she certainly has exuded courage throughout her life. I mean, traveling with a suitcase and the Bible in her hand to nations around the world. Ada Lum. When we come back, we'll have one last segment with her in this moment, and I want you to be a part of that, dear friend. There may be something the Lord has already said that has captivated your heart. Perhaps something the Lord will say through Ada or inspire you through Ada in the last segment that will captivate your heart and maybe even compel you to take a step of faith in one way or another, but especially closer to Jesus, back to Jesus, who loves you so much. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated,
A1A electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, how do you feel when you know you have limited time, that is, time is short with someone, and you sort of hang on their every word, because this may be the last time. It may be a moment might not come again. This is how I feel in this, our moments with Ada Lum. A real treasure and an honor to be with her and to share in this time with her, with you, dear friend. Lani Ka'a and I will be back with a few closing thoughts. This is a 2016 interview that Suzanne Maurer and I had with Ada. Open your heart, listen, and appreciate what the Lord has to share.
Ada, if you could live your life over again, what would you do differently?
You know, when I look back, I am full of gratitude to the Lord for the life, the rich, rich life that he has given to me. Maybe it sounds it could sound arrogant, but I don't intend it to be that. Basically, I have no regrets that I lived as a single woman. I chose to give my entire life to the ministry of teaching the Word of God to anybody who's open, and to be friends with co-workers so that we could bolster one another in the work of the kingdom of God. The second part has been very important to me, that I have good collegiality with a fellow servants.
You talk about relationships. I hope I don't segue too far about this, but there is this point. You gave me some books. I'm a book collector, and I collect volumes of books, classics, some even from your collection. I remember, and this was a while ago, you said, "Well, I can't take it with me. That's why I'm giving it away. You know, what am I going to do with these books?" So in a materialistic world in which we live, where we're looking at things and collecting things and acquiring things, it just brings to bear another perspective that we can't hold on to the things that we think we can hold on to.
Mm-hmm. Danny, may I share something very, very quickly? But what we can hold on to, and what Ada, I'm going to honestly say, I believe has thousands, and it's the people that she has had the privilege of leading to Christ over the years that will be with her in eternity. Mm-hmm. That's the one thing we can take with us, is those that we've shared the gospel with, and by God's grace, they've received it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We can take them with us.
So along those lines, your perspective on eternity and the world in which we live and the things that we hold dear, tend to hold dear, in light of eternity, any specific thoughts or reflections on that at this season in life?
I'm not quite sure what your question is. What is my perspective as I look back on life as to
materialism and collecting, acquiring things.
Obviously, there was a time in my life when I committed myself to ministry. I just wanted people to know Jesus. And I knew it was not a matter of going into a life where I would be earning a lot of money and setting myself up comfortably, materially speaking. But I was always assured that if Jesus is my Lord, He's going to take care of me. So to say that Jesus is my Lord includes all of that, that I don't worry for a minute about my life here on earth or about the life to come.
What would you say to someone today who's going through a very difficult time?
About what?
In general, they're challenged. They've gotten some bad news. They're in a bad place in life, but they're listening. What would you say to them?
I want to know about them. I'm not so much interested in wanting to tell them. I want to know about them. What have they gone through? Why are they feeling bad? What has been meaningful to them? I want to hear them out. So, and in the process, God, by His grace, will lead me how to respond. But that the important thing is not so much that I have the right answer, but that I'm relating to them as a fellow human being. I don't think that's very common, that we know how to relate to one another as fellow human beings. We can say we have fellowship, but that can be superficial too. But to know how to connect with another person as a human being, I think should be our goal in life. I think that's another way of saying that's how we love one another.
Yes. What is your favorite scripture?
Oh, I don't know that I have any favorite.
I know your favorite gospel.
Luke. By the way, this is free advert. I just got a notice from InterVarsity Press that the Bible study guide that I wrote on Luke has just gone into its 17th printing.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Praise God.
Oh, I praise God for that. And I'm not in the... that's an exaggeration. I'm not interested in the accolade. I just want people to know Jesus.
Exactly.
Ada, could you lead in a prayer as we close today?
Lord Jesus, You've been in this studio with us, and I believe that You have been a very active participant in our program here, that in Your way, You've communicated Your message to the listeners in whatever stage of life they're in now. That's the kind of a God friend You are. Intensely interested in us as individuals and as a group, as a fellowship of Your family. And so we leave what has been done in Your name and in Your energy. We leave it all up to You to carry it out, the purpose out in the lives of listeners, that they will carry on, they will listen, they will respond to You personally. Amen.
Amen.
Lonnie, final thoughts on this tender time
with Ada Lum?
You know, I pray that everybody knows an Ada Lum in their lives and has a friend like Ada who will be truthful and honest and encouraging and lead each of us back to the simple truth that it's all about a personal relationship with Jesus. We come with our stress and our things and our concerns, and I feel like Ada is somebody that I'd want to go to, and I just want to take all of that away and know, what is the truth, Ada? Tell me the truth. And that, and I pray that every one of us would have an Ada Lum in our lives.
And we are honored today to have had a moment with her, haven't we? To listen, to learn, and to experience the grace of God through Ada. Well, dear friend, it's our prayer that you were encouraged by our time with Ada. And we believe, as we always do, that there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. I think Ada would want that as well. And if you haven't done so, look, this may be the perfect moment for you, dear friend, to open your heart to Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a video set up for you there. And if you'd like to stand with us with your prayers, your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Donate. Psalm 90, verse 4, for you, 1,000 years are as a passing day, as brief as a few night hours. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Ada Lum. Until next time, along with my co-hosts, Suzanne Maurer and Lani Ka'a, technical producer Chaz Lantai and web designer Arlen Nagata, and our dear friend Linda Fulton, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.
Just leave it to me. I'll leave.